France has meanwhile announced that more than 413,000 people have been vaccinated against COVID-19. Though this comes as EU countries have hit out at plans by the drug company Pfizer to delay deliveries of the shots after problems with its supply chains. The US drug maker said on Friday that the slowdown in shipments were down to attempts to boost production of the jabs, Pfizer insisting that the rollout would pick up again in March. Andrew Hillier has more.
It was an announcement that sent shockwaves across Europe. Now EU capitals are demanding answers from Pfizer after the drug maker said changes to its supply chains would slow down shipments of the vaccine. On Saturday, the US company insisted that deliveries would pick up again by the end of January. But what could be the consequences for France's vaccine program as officials work on speeding up the rollout? Since the end of December, Pfizer has delivered 1.6 million doses. But it's now unlikely the company will fulfill its promise of shipping 520,000 jabs next week. In Lyon, France's Prime Minister said the logistical challenges were huge. But could Pfizer call on other drug makers, such as France's Sanofi, to help them manufacture the vaccine? According to analysts, it's not as easy as it sounds. To make up for the shortfall, the French government is relying on Moderna to deliver some 100,000 doses of its own vaccine. Paris can also count on 5 million doses of AstraZeneca's vaccine if it's approved by regulators.